Have you been told that J months in your boutique business will be bad? January doesn't have to be that way. So keep watching. I'm going to give you my tips, tricks, ideas that you can do now to increase your revenue in January.
Welcome to the Boost Your Boutique podcast. I'm your host, Emily Benson, corporate merchant turned boutique owner turned consultant. I want you to start, grow, and scale your boutique business right here with me. If you're ready to master your mindset, margins, and marketing, you're in the right place.
If you happen to be watching this in May or April, when you're coming up on the other J months, June and July, stick with me. These ideas will work then too. Now, first and foremost, let's talk about why J months have this reputation. Well, first and foremost, they're transition months. January is the transition between fall and winter, our two biggest seasons, and spring and summer, our other two biggest seasons. January, like, kind of doesn't fall anywhere right. And June and July, like, they can be busy months. They're transition months. July, if you've ever known any big company to do a semi-annual sale, they do it in July. This is where Prime Day came from. It came from semi-annual sales. This is not new, okay? Like, do not think that Amazon Prime made any of this up. They are following traditional retail calendars that have existed for a very, very long time because we know with seasonal change, the merchandise has to change. So whether you have clothes, whether you have garden goods, whether you have gifts, it's always going to shift based on the season, right? So that's why January and the J months have this bad rep because they're transition months. So when we're talking about our mindset during these months, that's the first thing to start with is like, are you actually viewing this as what it is? Or are you just saying, oh, it's such a bad month, womp, womp. Like, it's not though. The big piece of all of this, especially with January, is that January is just a small piece of the pie. You have to think about the entire calendar year, all 12 months, as being slices of a pie, okay? When you think about it that way, January is just a really small slice. May is a big slice. October, big slice. November, big slice, right? You can't have only big slices. And I'm sorry, I don't care who's cutting the pie. It's never going to be perfectly even. So if you're going into a year saying, well, every month is going to represent like 8%, 8.5%, 9%, somewhere like that, of the year as a total 100% year, you're wrong. January can represent between 2 and 5% of your total year, okay? Because this natural slowdown happens, because it's a transitional month, let's all zoom out to January. What's always happening January, week one, week two? Well, we're starting a new year. We're transitioning from being really relaxed into like getting back into the mode of the year. We're setting intentions. People are like setting fitness goals and like opening businesses. Maybe that's you. You're like, I want to open a business in the new year. Great. It also just means that the retail industry slows down a little bit. Like we go hard, hard to December 24th. From December 25th until about January 15th is sort of a dead zone. It's a zone where people aren't really shopping. If they are, they're using gift cards maybe, or they're doing returns and exchanges. And we know this. Again, if you worked at a corporate retail company, your calendar fiscal year ends January 31st. Why? Because you're going to get all the returns. You're going to get the gift card usage. You see really weird activity in January. So you don't want to start your year off that like that. You want to know that January is an extension of the year before. So maybe this is another mindset shift that you can make. Maybe for 2024 in the future, you can think about your retail calendar year as February 1st to January 31st and buy into the retail calendar that already exists. We just don't seem to use it in boutique land. What does that mean for you? Time-wise, margin-wise, like, Emily, I need to make money. Well, first of all, if we're still in December, you're listening to this in December, November, sometime before then, start to save. Start to pile money away. If you're making any additional income that like you didn't think or you're having higher sales than normal, take some of that money. Do not put it into inventory. Do not, okay? I'm going to be really firm about that. If December 5th, December 6th, you're like, wow, I have extra money in my bank account. I should buy inventory for spring, for winter, whenever. No, don't do that, okay? You want to save that money so that you have it to run in January. Theoretically, you would be doing this all year long, but like If you're not there yet, it's okay. Just make sure you're putting some money in a savings account. Make sure you're selling down your inventory for the end of the year. You're getting prepped for January to be a bit of a hibernation period for your business. That's okay. Do not think the world is ending because the first 2 weeks of January are slow. That's not what's happening. Honestly, go book a vacation. Take time offline. Take time organizing your business. Go through inventory that didn't work. Reticket inventory. Wash inventory. Like, do whatever you need in these first 2, 3, 4 weeks in January in the new year to get grounded in what your plan is for the next year. Start to think about how are you going to adjust your assortment. So let me back up. Talking about margins. Talking about how do I make money in January? Well, there's a couple different ways. Number one is you could right now in December and November start to offer coupons that are valid only in January and February. We see this happen all the time with Kohl's Cash, Old Navy Super Cash. Again, not a new thing, but like, are we implementing it in our boutique business, in our small retail shop? We should be. We should be learning from the big people and implementing it in our store. So if you can now create little coupons or keep a list. Maybe just through your POS system, you can see who had transactions during a certain time period. And on January 1st, you send those people a really fun email that says, hey, we love that you supported us during the holidays. We want to offer you $5, $10, $15, $20 off your purchase in January. Obviously, put a limit on it. So say you have to, you know, if you do a $15 coupon, say you have to spend 30, or if you do 20, you have to spend 40, right? So you're only offering like a full 50% off. Theoretically, some people aren't going to use that. Some people will use that and spend exactly the amount. And then other people will spend more than that. So it's a good way to drive sales. I would also weekly remind that email list, hey, oh, by the way, you still have your money. You haven't used it. Hey, we just got new arrivals and you have that super cash you haven't used. You want to use it? Remind people all during January. Don't think you emailed them once and they're going to remember. They're not. Assortment-wise, I would think about bringing in maybe some lower-priced items. Maybe this is a time where you do gifting, pick-me-up items, smaller things that people don't feel like, oh, I just spent all this money on Christmas. You know, maybe I don't want to spend that much. Maybe you do offer some basics. Maybe you do offer some self-care items. I don't want you to go crazy buying extra inventory that doesn't make sense for your store in January, but I want you to think about who is coming in January? What are they buying? And to be honest with you, if no one's coming in, just close for the month. Yeah, I know. I'm shocking. But here's the thing. When I had my fashion truck, I would not work from like January to April. I would do some things online, but online was still kind of new. I would literally save all my money so I could take 4 months off during the year. Now, I didn't have a house. I didn't have kids. I was single and ready to mingle. But that was the plan. So you can do this. Like, if I can do it, you can too. That's all I'm saying. Take some time off. You don't have to go on an extravagant vacation. You don't have to do it. You could literally just hang out and have a staycation at your house, get grounded, like rest, rejuvenate, take some baths, like go for some walks, feel good. And then when you come back on like January 15th, January 10th, you're like ready to go. You like have a new vision. You're excited for the new year. Too many people are going into January being like, I gotta sell. And they're still on that November, December sort of rocket ship that we've been on. The rocket ship came down. You can come off of it and like not get back on for a couple weeks if you want to, okay? In terms of your marketing plan for January, okay, do the discount thing, but also think about other events you could host. Could you host a goal setting workshop in your store? Could your store become an event space for a couple weeks where you do workshops or you do, I don't know, you rent it out? Like, think of other ways to make money with your physical space or with your online space. Like, what else could you do during this time? Again, this is like if you don't want to just rest and chill, which I think most people need to do. The big thing that I want you to remember with your assortment during January is it's going to be a funny mix. You're probably going to have a lot of markdowns. You're going to have a lot of stuff on sale that you didn't get to sell before January 1st. That's okay. What we also have to do is make sure we're bringing in some resort or spring or something new for at least the middle of January. You want to have new arrivals by like at least January 15th, even if it's some Valentine's Day stuff, some Galentine's Day stuff, or it's truly like a new assortment of a small collection that are in spring colors. This is the big thing, okay? Like, I know it's spring when the pansies come out at my garden center, right? We know it's spring when we start to see lavender and pastel colors and yellows and Liberty florals and all of those things show that it's spring. Even if you live in a place that's cold, you still need to address spring color. So the best example, I give this all the time, is your favorite spring merchandise is going to be things that are wear now appropriate in spring colors, meaning a lavender sweater or baby blue palazzo pants or joggers that you can wear with boots still because it snows until April where you live. Remember that it has to be a wear now item. It has to be something that people are excited about. And that visual change as you start to go from jewel tones and, I mean, even fall, we still have like olive and navies kind of left over usually in December. Those dark jewel fall colors, they need that to be gone and to burst into spring. That burst into spring is what makes you sales. That's what gets people to notice that you even have new merchandise, that visually you're making an impact through color, print, and pattern. Okay, that's going to be my best way to say what should you have in January. Okay, the big thing is honestly just not buying into the hype that J months are bad. They're not bad. They're just disproportionately not a big percent of the year. So stop saying they're bad. They're not bad. You're just putting too much pressure on them. Okay. It's like you have a kid that's really tired and you're like, we're going to still go to the movies and we're going to go out to dinner. And your kid is like freaking out. Like, don't expect them to act well if you're putting them in stressful situations. January is going to be a transition month. It's going to be a slowdown month. Don't put pressure and expectations on your business that you don't need to. Take a break, send some fun coupons out, maybe bring in some heart things and lavender things, and allow yourself to enjoy the break that January can give you. All right, thanks you guys for joining me. Here's to making lots of friends, making lots of money, and I'll see you on the next one.
Have you been in business between 3 and 7 years? You're doing between $20,000 and $40,000 per month, up and down, right? It's not really consistent. You feel like, wow, I'm making a ton of money, but I'm not really making money because I don't pay myself. I'm always freaking out about paying bills, and it feels like you're always out of stock in your very best style. Something is wrong. I know I should be doing better. Does this sound like you? Imagine a life where your boutique has consistent, predictable sales, and you get to pay yourself enough to fully replace your salary. No more worrying about what can get charged on your credit card, just pure positive cash flow and easy peasy living. Sky's the limit. Boutique Business Accelerator isn't just good, it's a game changer. Molly really said it best. Emily helped me organize my wholesale business so I wasn't flying by the seat of my pants every day and wondering why I was so exhausted every day. Molly hit $1 million in sales in 2023. That's the reality that my program, Sky's the Limit Boutique Business Accelerator, is offering to you. Think about it. A future where your boutique is a well-oiled machine. No more sleepless nights over inventory nightmares or financial stress. With Sky's the Limit Boutique Business Accelerator, we can grow your sales by 20 to 50% in as little as 6 months. On top of that, you'll finally get to pay yourself what you deserve. Molly, just like you, was drowning in chaos. Now, she's not just organized, she's thriving. As Molly puts it, I'm up 57% in sales, 7% in profit. I took 2 real vacations this year, and I have my launches scheduled a year in advance. These are my results, but I truly don't think it would have happened without Emily and Sky's the Limit. I have to add, Molly only started this program in November of 2022, and this is her growth now, November of 2023. But I don't want to just talk about this. I want to help you act on it. And this is where it gets even better. If you are hearing this right now, enrollment for Sky's the Limit Boutique Business Accelerator is open, and it's at the lowest price available. Seriously, imagine a boutique where you're not just surviving, you're thriving. Your bank account is healthy, and your stress levels are at an all-time low. Don't take my word for it. Hear what a few other people have to say. Rhonda said, I feel more in control of my inventory than ever before, thanks to you and Sky's the Limit. Probably the best investment I've ever made in my business. Part of what Rhonda's not telling you is that in under 6 months, she had reduced her dead inventory by 50%. Ashley also joined us last November of 2022 and was averaging between $20,000 and $24,000 a month, simply selling through her Facebook group. By February, she had jumped to $32,000. By March, was hitting $42,000 a month. That's double what she was doing just a few months before. We didn't do any advertising. She actually launched less days a week. We simply made better buying decisions that fueled her growth. Time's ticking. Your dream boutique is just a click away. You can have results just like this too. Head on over to www.boutiquetrainingacademy.com/skies-the-limit, all one word, and enroll right now. Your 20 to 50% increase in sales in 2024 starts right now.